We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Saints have their first preseason game coming up this weekend, and we know there was flooding over the weekend, and we're going to spend pretty much the rest of the morning on that, but we do want to get a Saints update from Mike Dettillier. Morning, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Tommy.
Tell me, I got to start with who was not at practice on Saturday, and Sean Payton certainly did not want to talk about him.
Well, that becomes kind of a Ouija board each day. Because, you know, somebody's got an ache and a pain. Sometimes someone is lifted from the practice session. But Marshawn Lattimore, he's there, but he hasn't practiced.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for most Saints fans, looking at his history with the hamstring issues, and that's not it. He's had a knee issue, knee sprain. There's some concern there to get him back on the field. And I think we'll see him back on the field, but it won't be until after the Browns game.
Who else? And I guess I'm looking primarily, Mike, toward the beginning of the season, because the preseason obviously doesn't matter unless you're evaluating people, right?
Well, and that's it. And this is a young secondary. We had some guys go down with P.J. Williams. Is a guy that I think people have some concern about, too, based off of what happened early last year with his head injury, with the concussions. Would like to see him. Because I think if you start tomorrow a game, it's P.J. Williams and Delvin Bro at cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be those two guys. And Lattimore has a little bit of catching up to do to be the three guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Ken Crowley, I think, has been very impressive at that cornerback position. And I think he's made a pretty good run at it during the training camp period. Let's see if that can translate out into a game itself. The mix and match that we've seen along the linebacking core, I think, also is something that you want to take a look at, because I think if it was tomorrow, Mike Nolan has made it clear he wants guys that know what they're doing and know what's going on each and every play and can also play in coverage. So that tells me that just reading between those lines, if it started tomorrow, A.J. Klein would be the middle linebacker, Manti Te'o's on the strong side, Craig Robertson's playing on the weak side linebacker. But again, how well this team can rush the quarterback and how quickly they can assimilate the right combination in the secondary because of all the youth, I think is, again, the big question mark on this football team. And, again, we've seen it. They've played 52 pickup again at the deep snapper position where they've cut the two guys they got. They bring in Justin Drescher, who they had last year, who had some odd moments, to say the least. And Sean Payton made it clear last night, still looking around for a deep snapper. This roster isn't set in stone by any chance. And I do think that special teams is going to be a big part of make or break on that 53-man squad.
What about the offensive side of the ball? Who is it, Ryan Ramczyk, missed practice Saturday night?
Yeah, he missed practice there. Again, you can't get anything out of Payton on what's going on in that particular part. But that's something to watch. Hopefully that won't be a long-term issue with Ryan, because I think he's had a really good camp, and nobody's going to beat him out of that left tackle position until Teron Armstead comes back. He's really been impressive, Tommy. I'll be honest with you. A rookie come in there, and he's more than handled his own. And I think for Saints fans who haven't got a chance to see him play, but Darius Victor, the running back from Towson State, all of 5'7" and about 225 pounds, like a little bowling ball,
mm-hmm.
They're going to really like this kid. He may be a pretty tough cut for them. And I know running back is a loaded position on this team, But he's the type of guy in the third and fourth quarter that's going to pile up a lot of yards in preseason games. I think, along with Justin Zimmer, who's a defensive tackle from Ferris State, they've been the two guys that kind of jump out at you of people maybe you weren't counting on to possibly make this football team that I think will press that 53-man squad. And if they don't make it, I think you try to get them on that developmental squad.
Mike, thank you. For those of us that don't remember, first preseason game, what do we see? Starters for a couple of plays?
If that, mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you got your second team unit, and then it becomes sloppy in the second half where it's your third string backups and everything else. But listen, you only have a couple chances to really showcase your skills, because the third preseason game, that's when the starters play two and a half, sometimes even three quarters, and you don't get much playing time.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it sounds strange to maybe people who haven't played sports, but there is a player or two that when the lights come on, they're a totally different guy than a practice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there are guys, Tommy, you've been around them, they're great in practice. You put them in the game and they freeze up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested in that part, too, of who can kind of click it on when the lights come on also. And if this particular deal happens, if Myles Garrett gets to play, and I'm sure he will against the Saints,
mm-hmm.
and Ryan Ramczyk is healthy, I want to watch that matchup. Because here you had the first overall pick in the draft going up against your rookie left tackle, who was he was an All-American last year too. How well that showcases, because Ramchak's going to see guys like Myles Garrett every week playing left tackle.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. I really do.
Thank you, Tommy.
You have a good day.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.